Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, September 15th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, the long wait is over. Dreamgirls is finally coming back to Broadway next fall. The much-cherished musical with a score and book by Henry Krieger and the late Tom Ion details the struggles of a fictional black female singing trio as it rises to fame. Dreamgirls premiered on Broadway in 1981, running for 4 years and winning 6 Tonys, and was adapted into an Oscar-winning 2006 film. Unbelievably, it has not been revived from scratch in New York until now. The forthcoming staging, which has yet to announce exact dates, a theater, or casting, will be directed and choreographed by Camille A. Brown. The lead producers are Sonia Friedman, Sue Wagner and John Johnson, and LaShawns. A global talent search will take place. Black-identifying women of all shapes and sizes are encouraged to swing by in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta, Detroit, Miami, London, Toronto, Mexico City, Amsterdam, Rome, and Paris. More details will be revealed in the months ahead. The show's website is dreamgirlsbway.com. And finally today, it was a big showing for Broadway at last night's Primetime Emmy Awards from Los Angeles. Among those who came up victorious on television's biggest night, Jean Smart won again for the most recent season of Hacks shortly after returning to Broadway in Call Me Izzy. Jeff Hiller, who appeared in the 2010 musical Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, won Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for his work on Somebody Somewhere. Alan Cumming won a pair of Emmys for The Traitors, which won Outstanding Reality Competition Program. Bryan Cranston took home Outstanding Guest Actor in a Comedy Series for his performance in The Studio. Jack Thorne, the playwright of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child and Stranger Things The First Shadow, won the Emmy for Best Writing for a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie for Adolescents. And Kristen Milioti, an original cast member of 2012's Once, won Lead Actress in a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie for The Penguin. For a full list of winners from last night, visit televisionacademy.com. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.